Blog Talk Radio.
Love, man. I'm live from the Shook Shack, man, doing it how we do. Got to give my shout-outs first to Gilroy East Coast Radio. That's Monica Hughes over there. Baby, what would I do without you? N-O-T-H-I-N-G. That's nothing because you make it happen. Y'all, earlier this week, we had my main man, John Astor, man. I mean, wonderful brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful brother, man. We go back 10 years plus, man. It was so good to catch up with him, man, and share a laugh, man. We was bugging out. I was talking to some friends about something me and John had discussed when John said, you know, brothers, like, we actors and comedians, y'all, we go through stuff, so it's funny. Like, when we deal with life, it's like, you know, you think you live with a girl, and then when y'all break up, you know, and you move, John was like, I grabbed my one bag. Oh, my God. And then you realize, dang, I thought we was living together. What I come to realize is I was living with her. You know what sparked out of that, y'all? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be doing. I'm getting a show together. I was speaking, chopping it up with my attorney, Terry Clark. Shout her out. Don't forget to listen to her on Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Listen to your lawyer Saturdays. We've chopped it up, and it's going to be a lot more more entertainment coming from Gilroy Radio, man. We're going to be doing a lot more stuff. We actually, I've decided to do a relationship segment, you know, because a lot of people, you know, like I say, you know, for those of you who know me, come to advice, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a person that I try to make sense and logic out of everything, and I'm a person that's willing to say when I'm wrong, and I'm willing to admit when I'm right, which is usually all the time. So, my girl Monica Hughes, I love her, man. Ain't she beautiful? Everybody look her up on Facebook, Monica Hughes. That's who does it out there. She's chatting with me right now on Facebook. I'm also chatting with, I'm going to shout all y'all out. Everybody I'm chatting with. I'm chatting with Monica Hughes. I'm chatting with Tiffany Clark. I'm chatting with Robert A. Berry. I'm chatting with Brandy Sanders. I'm chatting with Lakealicious, Shannon Shopley over there. Y'all got to see her. She played a pimp in one of my roles. And I'm chatting with EOTM's very own T. Angelo Bell. Y'all, I'm doing it like that. But, yeah, back to what I was saying, I'm going to be doing a relationship show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Where kind of like when Steve Harvey does the Strawberry Letter and stuff like that, I'm going to start, you know, politicking and getting you all to write in. And, you know, you can be anonymous and, you know, give us situations and stuff. And I'm going to help you out with those things, you know, because that's what I'm here for, to give back to the community. Now, the guests we have on today, y'all, I'm going to tell you, we're blessed. Check it out. We have he's a creative director. He's a poet, a singer, Ty Allen. He's going to be on Gilroy Radio today. That's our special guest, booked by none other than Monica Hughes. That's Gilroy East Coast. Now, if you guys, any of you aspiring artists, directors, if you have a film, no matter what you have, no matter what product you have, please don't hesitate to email GilroyEastCoastRadio@gmail.com. That's Monica Hughes, y'all. She does it for us over there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm looking forward to having this guest, man. Ty Allen is amazing, y'all. I'm going to share the link to my page on Facebook. So y'all make sure y'all tune in to Facebook Fridays, man. We got it going on over here. I'm going to get to a little music, you know what I'm saying, check a couple my guests off air, see what we got cracking, and then I'm going to bring it back, man. And, yo, y'all know we lost Nate Dogg this week, man. So for everybody out there that's alive and we living this handsome life and we doing good, man, let's just pray for one more day. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us, you know what I'm saying? There's been a few tragedies going on, Japan thing, you know, all that, man. So let's make sure we stay in prayer, keep each other lifted, all right? And this goes out to you, Nate Dogg. Rest in peace, brother.
We would like for you to help us welcome a very distinguished speaker. He hails from the DPG. Would you please stand and welcome the one, the only OG Nate Dogg.
My mother, she turned her back and back.
everybody. That was the homie Nate Dogg, man. May he rest in peace, man. Y'all know it's Facebook Friday, so I get on here live and get right with y'all. To the young lady, Masinto Tsotese, I can't say her name. She's a very beautiful woman. Hit me up, you know what I'm saying, on here. I want to say to you, baby, much love. You know what I'm saying? You feeling that West Coast, that Nate Dogg, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting down. Y'all feeling that post, man. You know the commercial I just put up. I mean, that's for the homie, you know what I'm saying, Warren G, man. Let's start loving each other, man, in life. And I'm going to tell y'all like this here, man. Somebody put something out there that made a lot of sense to me. They say, you know, let's start paying homage to people while they are here. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's start loving our folks while we're here. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it how we do it. You know what I mean? Let's make this thing big. And speaking of big, man, Gilroy's radio is just blowing up, man. I got two of my close friends on the line, man, my associates. You know what I'm saying? We get down by a crown. We do it, man. I got a major designer in the building. Y'all seen me do photos with this brother. Got some backdrop on him. Also got my editor and partner in crime, my homegirl, Tiff. Let's go on and say what's up to Vinny first, and then from there we're going to go on and bring Tiff on the line. What's up, Vinny? Welcome to Gilroy Radio, pimp.
It is. To be here, my man. It is a pleasure. You're kicking it out nice. I'm liking your style.
Well, I'm trying, man. What's been going on with you, man? How's everything and everybody, man? Tuesday. Well, shout out to Tuesday, man. Love that girl. Miss her, too.
Yeah, we need to give a shout out to Tuesday. She's got all the pretties, and she keeps them coming. And it's all the love of the world. Every woman you can imagine, all their beauty. So,
well, you know, go ahead, bro.
We're getting ready. It's the spring season. You got all the spring break thing going down, and we're kicking it over at Corteza US, where we're rocking some new style. We're out with the old and the new. We got some artists. We're promoting some MP3s on our www.corteza.us site. Some new things going on. We got an Asian artist, Aja Zhu, and she sings hip-hop, and she's killing the duds, so we're having a good time working with her and put promotion and marketing together. She's going to be on a world tour. So we're mixing it up with that, and we'll probably be busting out our own radio talk show like you got going on right here. It's in the works. So it's all good to be in communication with everybody, sharing the social media and understanding what it's all about to be good friends and sharing our friendships and what it can evolve into.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, and I want to say that seriously, truly. That's what I learned from interning. I got to give shout-out to the two companies that really gave me the technical part of what has become Trey Love, which is, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I'm a beast now. I can't be stopped, and that's the PacStereo.tv as well as EOTM Radio. So between learning the game I learned on Internet TV and learning the game I learned on Internet radio, you know, that's why I'm here today. And, I mean, no matter what, I mean, I know, you know, I do things with syndication, but the beauty of being able to be the rider so somewhat of your own ship. And I do want to say to the people out there that are venturing into the entertainment business and trying to put themselves out as an actor, a comedian, rapper, entertainer, be it any type of communicator you are in the entertainment field, Internet's the way to go, because you can build and brand and make your own audience. And what I want to shout out to, ladies and gentlemen, especially for my ladies, I think I've already put it out there, ladies, I'm coming out with a line of my own clothing. You see what's funny? You're coming out with radio, and I'm coming out with clothing. You have a clothing company. I have a radio show. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like we're switching games, but I love how it is because the hustle, it continues. So I'm going to be putting out a line of clothing called TLPs. That's Trey Love Pajamas. And the ladies already know, you know what I'm saying? I got to get them TLPs got to come out because y'all need to be held at night. You know what I'm saying? So with that being put out, man, I want to bring my homegirl to the set. What's up, Tiff? What's going on over there in your world, baby?
Nothing much. Just up early, you know, taking care of business. That's about all. You know, my sister, she on the line. That's KD. She was the first one that said hello to you.
Hey, Trey.
Hey, baby. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you? I'm at work.
Oh, look at you at work. Look at this is my girls. My women be on every end. Hey, Trey, y'all just be making me feel good. What you doing? What you? I thought you stripped. I ain't know you work. No, I'm just joking.
Shut up. You know you fool for that one.
I thought you was a stripper. I didn't know you.
Be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Be quiet, okay. Don't put me out there like that. You know I'm a good guy's model.
I'm sorry. I know. That's why I say I'm like, dang, you work. I didn't know, like, you know, you so what, you retired from stripping? What, the pole got too stressful for you? No, I'm joking.
No,
y'all know
I ain't never done that. I got too much to be out there showing that like that. You already know.
Well, hey, you know. Make it do what it do, make it do what it do. Hey, y'all, Cortese, I got my boy Cortese on the line. Vinny, he vibing right now. You hear these girls talking about stripping? I didn't even know they got jobs again. You hear that, Vinny?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Vinny, he's lying to you.
Okay.
Nobody's
stripping.
That's her.
Vinny, he's lying to you, love. Don't let him tell you that.
Cotton candy, sweet and gold. Let me see that tussie rock.
Hey.
To the left. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with stripping.
Ain't nothing wrong with stripping.
Ain't a damn thing wrong
with
the stripping.
But I wouldn't
right
now.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Hold on, we're trying to listen to Vinny. Go ahead, Cortese, talk. So we hear you, brother.
I'm trying to get up what she does. Is she just says she's an actress? What does she do? She's in Hollywood.
Nah, they all they do I know Tiff does editing, and Tiff's a very, very talented editor and crappie. Y'all gotta see her work. I'm putting her out there. She'll get you some hot stuff uploaded. Hey, but listen, y'all, I got a major guest coming on the show today, so I gotta definitely get my guest information on. So give me a sec, y'all. Let me get some music going so I can get offline and take care of my guests. But on the line, y'all, Trey Love supporters, I got to thank Vinny and Tiff and my other homegirl for calling in, man. We doing it big today, man. You know what I'm saying? We doing it. And, you know, like I said, this is Nate Dogg week. You know what I mean? So, hell, we going to kick some Nate Dogg.
Questions in the corner of your mind. Pull
Man, welcome back to Get Word Radio, man. We're getting down over here, man. My next guest going to be coming on in a minute, man. We're going to jam a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because it's Get Word Radio, it's Facebook Fridays, and I know y'all like to have a little fun. I like to bring the fun to y'all, but I have actually two special guests. Another fat shout-out to Monica Hughes of Gilroy East Coast Radio, man. This lady is doing a phenomenal job in getting me the best guest for this show, man. And like I said, y'all, for as much as I can, I may be going 7 days a week. And even and if I do go 7 days a week, guys, let me just let you know that the times may be different. It's going to be a variety of times. But I see that you all like it. The numbers prove that y'all following me, you know what I'm saying, and riding at Facebook and riding at Twitter and knowing where I'm going to be, man. And I appreciate each and every one of you for that, man. Y'all my audience, man, and to my audience, I said love, man. We're going to do it big, man. Man, you know what? It's Facebook Friday. Toss it up, man. Toss that thing up real quick, man.
Yeah. Scoochie. What's up, baby? Yellow everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims. Yellow big booty. Yellow bones.
Yellow?
Yellow lambs. Yellow MPs. Yellow watch. Yellow charm ring. Chain. Girl.
Scoochie.
My problem sitting on kicks, no 20s in my gun. Look at this motor knocking, because it is a lemma. My wife don't judge your bitches, but you look more like a lemma. Sour apple, give a bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid, crazy, this is how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause Cody serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Sitting in a fighter going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond bracelet, put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pissing wearing Renan, that's just how I'm chillin'. I'm smoking grapes and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Scoochie.
I'm originally from Massachusetts, so I'm a Celtics fan.
Oh, God, here we go.
It don't apply to me.
Whatever.
Look at y'all, whatever. But, Jay, it's good that y'all, I'm going to tell you, between Stoudemire and Melo, I really think that, honestly, that's a tough combination right there. You know what I'm saying? I think the Knicks, I'm going to say just like with the Heat over the next 3 to 5 years, man, the Heat and the Knicks, I see that as like I ain't going to lie, Boston, you know, y'all got some greats over there, but them greats, you know what I'm saying, them greats, yeah. And them young legs, LeBron's young legs, and Melo and Stoudemire, man, that's the future of the NBA over there, man.
Whoa. Why y'all geeking up on me? What is this, a sports show? Is it a sports show now?
Hey, I forget that, yo. He's a poet. He's a singer. You know what I'm saying? His album. National Poetry, bro. Easy Riding, right? Ty, Easy Riding. Right,
easy reading.
What I want you to do, we did take it all the way there. I ain't gonna lie. And for some reason, when I get on the line with fellas, we start chopping it up about Paul. But let me get back to he's right. What we really supposed to be doing. What I want you to do is, I'm finna just hush for a minute. You talk to the people, tell them about yourself, and also spit a piece for us. Would you do that, please?
A piece? We'll deal with that. But. So what do we do? I guess we're singers, we're poets, we're visual artists, we're interactive directors, we're producers. We kind of have fun all day and get paid for it, to be honest. We get lucky. We get to do a lot of stuff that we want to do and get a check for it without having a real job, which is like a blessing. I mean, John plays keys. John can design. John does technology. I design. I'm a poet. I sing. I play percussion. So it's kind of like we just basically run around all day getting paid for doing what we like to do, which is kind of fresh right now. It works out. I don't complain about work because I get up and go to work when I feel like it. This is a rare occasion. It gets me just artists all day long. And right now, the last record was for Easy Reading. Did really well. It was a little more heavy on the poetry tip. The new record, Love Music, is a lot heavier on our singing ability. It's not very bluesy, very soul-driven. Well, of course, since, you know, New York and Boston, heavy on the hip-hop beats. And it's doing well so far. The first promo was on BET Centric and had the most views so far this year of any page story they've had on Centric. Had 97 or 96 likes, like three or four retweets. And they were like, who the hell are you? You're getting all this. You got no label. You're on a small-ass label. Well, we're trying to make good music and people recognize that. That's a good thing, you know?
That's amazing, man. I love that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of labels, T2 Junior and Record Breaking, they just finished up the 45 set over at South by Southwest, and that's our label. We actually had a last single day. They actually put it out on 45 vinyl as well as digital, so shout out to Junior.
Oh, that's right, Junior. Oops, sorry. Might be important. We've been going well, though. It's kind of nervous and exciting at the same time because, you know, I don't feel like I'm competing against a dude like Martin Luther. That's my friend. Or Eric Wilson. I'm competing against Music Soul Child because that's where the money really is. So I'm trying to beat that fool so I can make some real money. But I'm doing it with less guns because he has money already for, you know, he's on Jeff Jam Island. What's that dude from The Deal? L.A. and Babyface, L.A. So it's a different fight, but it's like with comedy. You know, you got the different tiers, but you don't want to be in the – you want to kind of up your game every time you go outside, you know?
You already know, man. I mean, I'm the same way, you know what I'm saying, with see, what I did was, my kind of claim to fame was, you know, I did comedy for a lot of years, and I still do stand up, but, you know, God bless me with that acting gift, too, and so it's like, I see what you're saying, though, you know, you're hustling, even though you're making things happen, we always are striving for more, and I appreciate y'all brothers for that. I used to live in New York back in 96, 97, I got out of the military. And one thing I got to say about y'all brothers, man, y'all got a real tight hustle going on. Now, do you two work together or tell me about you two's friendship and business partnership and relationship and everything.
We actually met each other. Yeah, we don't like each other. But we actually met, we met back in like 99, 2000. Actually, prior to that, we actually really met in 97 where, you know, it was like really young as far as like with the whole website thing. and we actually end up, we built,
knock him out.
Ty, can you mute that? Can you mute
y'all fighting kids? That is funny. Hold on a second. Y'all, this is real reality radio. Ty, which one of y'all is fighting Tyrus?
Be your phone.
Okay, that must have
been.
Okay. Go ahead.
Ty's probably just got off the subway or something like that. Anyway.
Yeah,
because
they were there fighting. No, I'm just pushing.
Yeah, we met, we actually met in 97. We actually ended up both working out with this one company. We built Diddy's first website for Bad Boy Entertainment. And
are
we
you
didn't even
serious,
know each other.
Man?
We both worked, bro. Yeah, we both worked on that site, but he was more on the flash design side.
Wow.
I was more on the back end side. And, you know, that was like real early on. So, you know, fast forward,
wow,
we start working at this, yeah, at this .com called Urban Box Office, started by George Jackson. A lot of people probably know he's a, you know, he's producer of New Jack City. He used to be former CEO of Motown. So it was like one of the biggest, you know, dot-coms back from like 99 to like 01. We actually headed up more of the media department.
What's the name? What's the name of that site one more time? What's the name of that site one more time?
Urban Box Office. Urban Box Office.
Urban Box Office. Is it still up?
No, it's not up anymore. I mean, it went through the whole dot-com. They actually went through, you know, $50 million in 18 months and had up to 300 employees. But, of course, with the whole dot-com bubble, when that bust, you know, everything just went away from there. But it was a great learning experience. A lot of people now that are, like, we know in the industry now, you know, we got their chops from there. So we still, like, foster those relationships. But, I mean, if you'd imagine, it was, you know, .com where we had a site pretty much for everyone. One day, Muhammad Ali came by the office, believe it or not. You know, it was that kind of environment that you would work in.
Okay.
So
let me ask you this. Where can you be reached? I mean, how is it that my audience can reach you? Via Facebook,
Via Facebook, but ViceLounge.com, basically, they can get pretty much all the info on us.
Say that one more time and slowly so I can hear you better.
ViceLounge.com.
Okay, yeah, I was making sure because I needed to write it down for myself, too, for myself and my listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, John Nubian of ViceLounge.com. I mean, I hope you are, for the listeners that do pay attention, I have a very broad audience of people that are in entrepreneurship, and that's something that I know my listeners are into. We're going to play a little music real quick, man, and come back, and we're going to get Ty back on the line. But I just want to say that's awesome, man. You see the things that are happening. Again, shout out to Gilroy East Coast. You're making this thing happen, man. And since we're doing it on the New York side, since we East Coast over there, y'all know I got to do it like this here, right? Kick it for him, Nikki.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life.
Drop down to your knees. Young Money, the mafia, that's where the love sees.
I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental? This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fucking me and Nicki, nigga getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it. I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. My moment, I just feel so alive, 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 alive.
On the track, jamming my music live.
Boy, tell 'em
don't fall,
drop the jam.
Keep it burning up. Do not turn me down. Still gon' turn me up. Rock go down.
What's up?
Thank you.
the way turned up, Baby Roscoe Dash. Before that, that was Nicki Nicki, you know what I'm saying? Moment for Life, man, we doing it big. Got two very intelligent, wise brothers making some paper, man, making moves in this game, in this industry, man. Two intelligent black men from NY, baby, and getting all over the bubble doing their thing. John Nubian, Ty Allen, ViceLounge.com to get more information, man. Bring both these brothers back on the line, man. Let them chop it up and give y'all, you know what I'm saying, just some more heads up. And hopefully we can get Mr. Ty to do a piece for us. Welcome back to Get Right Radio, fellas.
Thank
what's
you.
Up, man?
Yeah, so, man, what's up? What's up with that piece, bro?
What, now? You serious?
Yeah.
I do a short one.
Yes, just give us a little something, man. Get the listeners. I know my nephew, man. They out there in Chicago. My people in Miami. People like what they love when people come on live, man. So yeah, give us something, man.
Well, how old are they? That was cute. Was right from
they grown, man. I ain't gonna say they grown, bro. They like me in 19. They wild. Trust me.
I do some silly shit then. Some fun shit.
No. Do the piece on NBC.
Oh, and I ain't doing that, man. I'm too much of a good mood. I don't be, you know, bad mood. Does it matter what it is?
It don't even matter, bro. It don't even matter, man. We just want a little something. Like I said, I know what people want,
so,
a little something.
A lot of stuff that we do in corporate, we sing, obviously, and we do the poetry into some shit, right? So we got this new, there's a single out now, actually, on, like I said, on Giant Step and Centric. There's another one coming out. We're doing the Apollo one for a couple of weeks, and there's a song coming out for that night. I'll do that one. All right, John, is that good?
All right.
Baby, kill my talking, because she's doing me right. If I had the word, then I would describe that she's a lover. She's the lover I need, and a lover. I get down on my knees and give it up. I'm giving all of it up, I'm giving up, I'm giving up. Ooh, baby kills my talking cause she's doing me right. If I had the words, then I would describe how she's a lover. She's the lover I need when I love her. I get down on my knees and give it up. I'm giving all of it up, I'm giving up, I'm giving up. Ooh, you and I had nothing in common until you kissed me after going down on me. Come to find out, we have a lot to talk about. And then the music comes back on and singing. Hello?
Yeah, hey, man, that's beautiful, man. I didn't want you to stop, dog, for real. Man, hey, all my listeners out there, man, and that was Ty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tight.
Hey, man, that was beautiful, man. That was wonderful work, man. Let me write this stuff down, man, because you got me hyped. I got to purchase this album. Where can the people go?
You can get that for free, actually. You go to Vice Lounge, you hit the new music link, you got that,
that
a couple
one.
Other tracks for free. Oh, not that one.
Not that one yet, John, remember? That's not finished yet.
Yeah, that's a new single, but, like, we got, you know, some other stuff that from the record that's on promo that,
yeah.
You know, that Giant Step did a good thing for us and put it out with their... with your DJ goodie bag, and those singles are available on the site for free download right now.
Right, same singles on Spencer too. Actually, if you want, people can write this down: bit.ly/taicentric and the numeral 2, bit.ly/taicentric and the number 2, and go to go right to Centric. Give us some love, get the single, all of this. Or go to Vice Lounge and get it. You don't want, you know, trying to get the music away a little bit. The more people have it, the more they come and like you.
Well, that's you know what's funny, man? That's really, I was discussing some stuff with some friends of mine yesterday, as a matter of fact, about what's going on in the industry today and what's happening as far as music companies. Do you think that the internet, just like out of curiosity, you think the internet killed the record company, so to speak?
I think the labels killed themselves. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, I know John Bon Jovi said the thing about Steve Jobs and the iPods killed the industry, but the industry was really going down when they released the CD. You had a CD which was a format that, you know, primarily
doesn't cost that much to produce, but yet and still, you know, I mean, up until even 18 months ago, they were trying to sell CDs for, you know, $20 in some cases. And, you know, that killed it themselves, especially when you had the albums coming out with the singles, and it's like, well, you have like 10 songs, and, you know, you might have like three or four of those songs that are good, and it's sort of like, well, you know, they kind of killed themselves by being greedy. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, basically the way the Millennium Act worked when they passed it is if I bought like your CD, the label will want to say, well, we're going to reissue this, but you still don't own it primarily. You know, if you want it digitally, if you want it in a different format, you got to buy it again. You know, and then on the other spectrum, on the other side of that, the artist never got that money. You know, every time an artist so the labels kind of did it to themselves.
But the caveat is, even though, and that's true, I mean, hello, true. The problem is that labels aren't really labels; they're loan companies.
Mm.
So when you think about it like that, they lend you some money to make some money, and they give you a whack ass premium and interest rate. So, a loan, you're going to have labels because you're going to always have someone loaning somebody some money to make some money, and that's what I think cats don't understand at some point. So. If you don't have Sony giving you the money, you're not going to go to Merchant Bank or Chase Manhattan or Chase Bank to get that money. And Chase ain't giving you money to make a record.
Wow.
But Sony might. So if you look at that,
I mean,
money,
it's the only, yeah.
Right. So they're
going to only industry where it's the only industry where it can sustain itself with 10% of the product. I mean, if you look at Island Def Jam, and they have like a whole bunch of artists, but the ones that are really carrying them are what? 50
right.
Cent, Black Eyed Peas,
right,
and they have a roster of about, you know, 50 to 60 artists, and it's the only industry that can survive off. Okay, if these artists go multi platinum and sell X amount of, you know, records, then we're good for the rest of the year. And those artists are still have to pay their loans, still are on the hook to pay back their, you know, their video, their merchandise, and everything else. And now, like, today they're getting, like, 360 deals. I mean, Justin Bieber has a 360 deal with Island Def Jam where, it, like, his website, his merchandising, all that stuff is owned by the label. And, you know, it's a whole thing where, you know, when you look at it see a lot of independent artists, like, doing it themselves, where you can expect what you're putting into it.
But it's kind of like, it's funny, so, you know, it's a double-edged sword either way. You can do the independent thing, right? And then you own more, you have more control, but there are a few cases where you have enough money to actually make a dent. So you look at someone like Mos Def, people say Mos Def wasn't always independent. At some point, Rockets, the people who own Rockets have millions of dollars. That's not independent. That's not real. Just be honest with it. So, I mean, that's my man. I'm not dissing my man.
Family. I mean, Rupert Murdoch's son actually started Rockets.
He's saying they're a millionaire. I didn't want to say what it was. But
right.
he put it out. So you look at that. But then if you wanna make a major dent, like if I was 21 and I wanted to be a pop artist, I'm not trying to do that independent. That's just stupid. I'm gonna sign to Island because after I do that and I pay back my loan and I spend 3 or 4 years, I can now spend the next 20 years making money because I've created a name for myself based on somebody else's cash. And labels know that. So if you can make a dent with a label, it's about knowing the animal you're fucking with. And how to use it properly. So someone like Justin Bieber, after he does this, he can never do another record again for Island Def Jam. He's still Justin Bieber. Who's that dude who's still making money? He was a child star in like the 70s or 60s with the Pocket family. What's his name again? He's still famous.
David Cassidy
is still famous. He ain't got a record out in 30 years, 40 years. But once you're in that community, you're good forever. Well, I'm saying, like someone like me, I'm probably better, and I think I'm better than most of these guys, but I have to struggle 4 times, 5 times as hard because I don't have the name value that they gain because their publishers had $200,000 to spend and mine had $2,000 to spend. And so it's about knowing the beast you're dealing with and being able to, you know, to make it work for you. Like anything, like you said about the acting. There are actors who are better than, I'm sure, are amazing actors who are out there doing theater work, don't want to be on TV or movies. Doesn't mean they're not as good as Denzel Washington. It just means that their route is different and maybe it may take longer. Because the same thing even movies. Three movies paid for the whole year.
Movies you ain't lying. You are not lying, brother. I did a commercial, y'all. I did a commercial, shot 2 days, and made $50,000 off of it. So I know how, right. Like, you know, what you're saying in the game. You know, when you're doing it with the majors, you know what I'm saying, it makes a big difference. But what I want to do here, man, is go on and show some of my music on y'all. Peep me out. I do a little rapping myself, too. This is something I got on the market
right
now.
Yeah,
let's do something together, man.
No, I want to hear it.
All right, here it come, y'all. This is called I'm a Rocker. This is my cut, y'all.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in problems from J. Love. Baby, say hello, what's up? Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
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 I'm gon' rock her. I'm gon' roll her. Facebook her so I can poke her. Gon' make sure you know my name. Here what game is my claim to fame. Call me mine, you do the same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Facebook card it, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., and for yeah, Chi-Town, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Rap a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'm a rocker.
When I see you in the club, I'm in problems from J. Love. Baby, say hello, what's up? Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. Dre.
I'm a rocker.
You know you sing on this beat, right?
She looks my way, she like my style. Order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show, you gave me some, but I won't hold, make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver, freaky, I got mirror, can I make it any clearer, bring your sexy over here, to see my friend, but I ain't with her, don't you worry, you just hurry, got a match, so I can bear it, me into you, that's how I do, in a few, I pursue, I think Trey love you,
damn, what,
just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction, right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions, did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
When I see you in the club, I'm in problems from Trey love, baby, say hello, what's up, baby, let me do my stuff, I'm a rocker,
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 I'm a rocker. Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be crude, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bit. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast. It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver. Invent the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
When I see you in the club, I'm in problems from J. Love. Baby, say hello, what's up? Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
the L.A. Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works entertainment.
I'm gonna rock.
Hear what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her. Take it home, baby.
Yeah, y'all, that was my cut. You know what I'm saying? A little rock and roll jam. That's Trey Love on the rocker, man. Y'all can get that at cvbaby.com/Trey Love. Hey, fellas, you see, I was just trying to do a little something myself. You know what I'm saying? Making my mark.
Yeah, man.
We ain't got but. Say what, fellas?
Feeling that, man.
Hey, thank you so much. And you know what? I want to thank both of you for coming on my show and also dropping knowledge. And with every guest, I don't do this, but I would really, 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 truly appreciate if you guys come back, because being in this entertainment industry, doing music, doing film, myself, you guys dropped some major knowledge, and I learned and picked up a lot from you two today. So I want to say to the family, hit ViceLounge.com. Make sure you check these two brothers out. You got John Nubian, Ty Allen, Poets, singers, two very, very talented and wise gentlemen. So I would really want to send an open invite to you guys. Hit Monica and let's line it up because I got to have you guys back. So before I let you go, I want you to give shout outs to my audience, to my listeners, let them know again where they can find you and whatever shout outs y'all got to say goodbye. Just let it ride.
All right. Peace to everybody listening and man, thank you for having us. Good talking to you and sharing with you. You can check out everything at ViceLounge.com. We're actually going to be performing April 4th at the Apollo, the world-famous Apollo Music Cafe series. So come check us out, and hope to be here again.
Wow, I look forward to that.
If you use Facebook, you can hit me at Ty Allen, T-A-I, last name Allen, A-L-E-N. You do a search, I come up mad fast. I got like 10 million friends. And of course, on Twitter, you said Vice Lounge. ViceLounge. We appreciate it, Mr. Gilroy. Thank you, sir.
Oh, man. Thank you, guys, so much for your time. And what I want to do, guys, to take it home, y'all know we lost Nate Dogg this week. He is a fellow artist, so I want both of you to give him a rest in peace, and I got a special song
for him.
Definitely.
Rest in peace to Nate Dogg.
Okay.
I got to say this about him. When it happened, it's funny, you know, Nate Dogg is a different era. My 13-year-old daughter called me, and she felt it. So I saw that he definitely was doing his thing when a whole other generation paid attention to him passing away.
Wow. That's deep, huh? So rest in peace, Nate Dogg. This song goes out to him. Again, gentlemen, I can't thank the both of you enough for your time and talent today. And please come back to Gilroy. Let's hit Monica up and line that up. Thank you for your knowledge, fellas. Rest in peace to Nate Dogg. This has been Facebook Fridays, another hot show, another hot segment. This song goes out to the man, the boss. May you rest in peace. Hey, dog. Hard to say goodbye.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll and I'll tell you.